guys, welcome to Seeking What They Sought. We have a big series coming up that we're very excited about. But before we get to that, my daughter's birthday is coming up here in May. Wow.
Really?
And yeah, it's her first birthday, and I'm really excited about that.
Nice.
The problem is, I don't know if we talked about this yet or not. The problem is that it's ruined, and it will always be ruined. Because
I think I know
somehow, I don't know if this is the Lord's judgment upon me.
Sean, you know
she
where this
was
is going
born.
To.
She was born on Sean's birthday. And I don't know if there is a worse thing that could have happened.
It's cosmic retribution for all of the shade that you give him on this podcast.
It's the day of the Lord.
Behold, redemption is here, Sean.
It must be. God is a God of justice, and I must accept this.
That is amazing, justice. Though. Like the irony, I don't even know if that's irony. I don't know what that is, but I love
it's
it.
A 1 in 365 chance that it happened. So
those are the chances. Yeah. That is the statistic.
Yeah.
It's so impressive
it's my
math.
Wife. I guess it's my wife and I's fault technically for, well, we won't go there. So anyways, we have
good segue.
Speaking of marriage,
so
we
good.
Have we have been. I'm struggling to make a segue now.
No, that
we
works.
Have,
that's great. No,
it's just funny. So we have been in existence for about four seasons now. We've been friends for over a decade and a half,
something like that,
if not more. And I know we, as friends, have had a lot of these conversations, but we've been waiting to do this specific conversation until we could do it right. And so what we're going to be starting here is a series on the LGBTQ plus question, and at least as it relates to Christianity. What do we do with this whole subject, and how do we handle it? And so, yeah, you know, it's real simple. We're just going to...
We have all the answers.
We're just going to...
Easy.
Yeah. As we've done before on this podcast, we will solve it all.
That's what they've come to expect from us. So how are they to know that we wouldn't be any different here?
That's why they listen.
Exactly.
Who they are, I don't know. But
our moms.
Yeah, our mom.
Actually, I love my mom, but I think she's only heard like a few episodes.
Yeah, I think my mom listens to every episode.
But that's amazing.
We're going to be starting this up, and we kind of wanted to do it really intentionally. All of the banter that we have doesn't really belay the seriousness that we feel towards it. But let's talk about how we're wanting to approach it.
Yeah, for sure. I think as we talked about it, we were thinking, man, we really just want to, you know, be true to ourselves first, like have an honest conversation, which is kind of why we started the podcast in the beginning, was just to have honest conversations, to have the conversations that we felt like weren't being had. And so I think that's kind of our number one overarching goal. So just be honest. And I think we've talked about this before, the one review that says we go too long, right?
Why do we keep talking about it?
True. Well,
we just keep going long.
True, we do.
We're like we're like Andy on The Office reading a few YouTube comments that are negative on
exactly.
his video.
Exactly.
Is that too deep of a reference?
It's after season 7. Nobody watched that.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
the boring, the desert years.
The bad one. Was that the Will Ferrell season?
No, it was after that.
Oh, it was after that. Okay. Anyway, that one review, I think in speaking of long episodes, like we've said this before, but I think we love to present like a full conversation in its entirety, unedited, I think for that reason, because we love an honest conversation. And I think on this topic, we really just want it to be super similar in that vein, to just be honest, to showcase some different viewpoints on the topic, and just be honest about it. Do some due diligence in listening, and just ask the hard questions and be able to ponder as we always do. Like, so what do we actually do? How do we be faithful to the scriptures and love people and be Adventist and follow Jesus and all of it? So
what's weird about this?
We decided to go for it.
I was just going to say what's weird about this topic too. It may not be the only one, but it feels like it's definitely there right now in our church culture and even politics, is that it just feels like this conversation about LGBTQ plus just feels like the stakes are incredibly high to even have conversations about it, and to push anything but the general narrative or response we as a church have traditionally given. And so part of it too is, like you said, Anthony, we're trying to do it in a hopefully intentional but also unfiltered way, where we're trying to be honest and open, but also it is intentional. This is one of the, it's definitely the biggest series we've ever done, just the way we're doing it. And I know that that is going to, there are going to be ones or episodes that, at least if you're listening right now, there's going to be something you don't agree with, because we're talking to people with different viewpoints.
Let's talk through how we're going to do it. So we're going to do, in essence, a 5-episode series. And we wanted to do an episode with somebody who held to the traditional standpoint that, you know, evangelical churches would hold to. We wanted to do an interview with someone who would hold in a more an affirming standpoint. And then we wanted to have two other conversations, so two additional episodes that would be having a conversation with someone who holds the who can exegete. And if you don't know what that means, it means to like unpack the traditional biblical perspective. So and what I mean by this is it's a bit different. On one side, we want to have someone who just is like, they hold a more traditional view because they do, right? But then we wanted to have someone who would unpack the biblical side of it as well. So those are two separate episodes. And then two separate episodes, one with someone who's more affirming, and then with somebody who interprets scripture in a non-traditional sense. And then to just have all of those conversations. And at the end, we have a really good friend of ours that we're going to sit down with and have a conversation in kind of review, like looking back at all of this and saying like, so what has shifted in our minds? What do we feel like were compelling things? What do we feel like weren't?
Hey, Jesse, is that gonna be an Adventist review?
Sean, get out. Get out right now. It's funny. I mean, I respect it. Nice. I respect the pun, but anyways, so
just trying to get the full spectrum on our conversation.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, well done.
Just talking about Christianity today. So
we need to shift the fulcrum and
oh my gosh.
Carry on.
If no one understands what we just did, we just state it. We just
if you do
talked about four different
it's for you
publishing.
Just know that you're very Adventist if you got that. And that's okay.
So the reason that we wanted to do it this way is because, first of all, we didn't feel like we could do it in one episode, even one long episode. We didn't feel like we could do it justice. Second, we wanted to have diverging viewpoints because that's really, like, we're dealing with people and people have lots of different perspectives. And then what's funny is, and we this is a problem with our podcast, is that we're all straight men. And so while that does mean that we...
Did you almost say straight white men?
I didn't. I did, but while being straight men means that we actually do have the final say in everything.
Just double down.
I'm just gonna get us in trouble. Right?
Just totally get canceled.
No, that's the thing. It's like we're aware that we all have a perspective, but the whole goal is to approach this like, hey, we're trying to learn. We're trying to learn why someone might hold a more traditional view and why someone holds a more affirming view. And really, I think the biggest question for me, just to be straight up and honest, the biggest question for me in all of this has always been the biblical text. What do we do with that? Because either you just say, well, it says what it says, and so we hold to that, or it's, is there other context or different ways of reading this that that change the perspective? That's really the crux of the question for me. Because whenever I talk to people, it's like, I mean, I've met so many cool people on both sides of this argument who you know, might not always be kind to one another. And especially from the traditional side, it's like if you're on the LGBTQ plus side, hearing someone from the traditional side talk, it can feel like, oh, you say you love us, but we don't ever feel that because of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a mess. But like whenever you talk to people, you're like, you're a real person and yeah. you have value and worth. And I see that. But the question for me has not really ever been about people. It's like, well, what do we do with the text? So that's mm-hmm. really my question going into this. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, throughout our lives, we've definitely gone back and forth on how we feel about this. It, you know, both by studying scripture and also thinking a bit about, mm-hmm. you know, what is actually being said, and is there room for a change in interpretation? Is there not?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big thing. I know too. It's tough because, like you said, we come from a very, it's an important perspective, but it's limited, right? That we haven't experienced the struggle mm-hmm. of living in a Christian and specifically Adventist culture with not being supported with how you feel and what you feel as part of your identity. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big thing that I haven't experienced. And so it's, like you said, Jesse, it's important for us to listen to those that have experienced that. That's an important part.
If it helps,
part.
Sean, I don't accept you as you are. So now you can identify.
That's
now
right.
Go you therefore and accept.
Time to be a keyboard warrior.
So good.
No, I think it's so hard for me to know how to deal with this because I don't want to be a people pleaser, but I want to be aware of things enough that in the present time I'm doing what hopefully God wants for the way I interact with other followers of him, and that we're building his kingdom in a way that is gracious, but also, you know, the kind of the old typical Adventist mindset of the straight and narrow, right? Not diverting so far off the path that, you know, you lose your sense of mission and purpose. So it's trying to find that balance of meeting people where they're at but also sticking true to what God wants. So that's, I think, all of us want that. And I think that's the thing, is we've met people, like you said, Jesse, on both sides that I think that's what they want too. And that's the difficult thing, is both sides, I think, claim that. So that's the challenge we're faced with.
Yeah, I think as I think about it and sort of what I hope comes from it is, I think in so many ways this conversation is sort of a microcosm of so many other conversations, other ones that we've had on the podcast, but also just in our church and at least in Western culture in particular, like, it's so polarized that it's hard to have a conversation with all voices in the room and nobody hates each other. It's just hard to have a conversation even about it without there being like relational damage and like people actually hearing each other. And I think that's really part of the goal for me, because I have friends that I love on all sides of this issue. I have friends in the community, in the queer community, but then I have friends who are strictly, you know, anti, and I love both of them. I love both of those people with both of those experiences. And I think to have a conversation with people all along the spectrum of this topic, and to say, hey, why do you feel the way you feel? Why do you interpret the text the way you interpret the text? What has your experience been? Can we listen to you and you just tell us your story and how you got to the conclusions you came to, and not try and like come with an agenda, but rather just be listeners and just sort of be able to take that in. And then, as Jesse mentioned at the end, to just reflect with our friend Jordan, who he's been on the podcast before on another episode, just kind of reflect and sort of ponder, okay, now that we've sort of heard people from all these different, you know, sides of this conversation, people in the community, people ex, you know, who were in the community but are not, and then others who, you know, are kind of on the outside looking in, how do we do this?
Yeah.
And
I think I think a bit of this is as you might listen to this series. First of all, what we're asking is that you withhold judgment, at least on us, until the end, until like our episode where we debrief on these four conversations, because we are all coming into this obviously with a perspective. We might, that perspective might just be, I have no idea. It might be, I have a feeling on what I believe, but I'm not quite sure, or I know what I believe, but I'd like to, you know, test that. What, I don't know. And I don't think we even ever really asked one another, where do you stand on this? So we're going into this just kind of like, we're coming into it as us. And, you know, you might feel like, based on something we say in a conversation, that we're on a specific side of the issue. That might not be the case. We're trying to come in and have a posture of learning and listening through this process. And then we want to talk about it after and just say, well, what has changed in our perspective? How, you know, what is a meaningful thing that someone said that really shifts something or solidifies something? Like, that's the whole goal of this. So what we're just asking is that you withhold judgment of at least us until the end of this. And then you can judge us all you want. you can eviscerate us with your mind at the end. That's the main goal.
Yeah. And I think just to follow up on that, like, we have always said, you know, in our show notes, maybe none of you guys read those, but we have always said, like, hey, if you have any disagreements, did you guys disagree with us? Do you have any other opinions? Did we say something that maybe you're just like, oh, I don't like that? Like, send us an email, send us a message. Like, if you know us and you have our contact information, like, hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, send us a text message. Like, we love having conversations about stuff. Like, when I get texts from you guys after we release episodes, it's like the best ever, because I, you know, at least for me, I'll send it to the guys and then we talk about it, we dialogue, we process. So yeah, if you like totally disagree, like, hit us up. We're always down to talk.
So that's what we're going into this with. We just wanted to give you guys kind of a bit of a conversation on why we're doing this and why we're doing it this way. And so we hope that you tune in and listen to all these things. Listen to it with grace, no matter who it is, whatever perspective you're coming from. Listen to it with grace. Not everybody, you know, they're short conversations that, you know, someone might say something they don't fully mean or might come across in a certain way. We're all just trying to have conversations, and we're all trying to do this as humans. So that's what we're asking for, is for grace for us, for grace to the people that we're speaking with, and that you would just join us in this conversation as a whole. So yeah.
And I think, like, a final piece of context, just as we're going into this whole thing, like, for you guys to know, like, all four of us, Sean, Jesse, Eric, and I, we both have people in the queer community that are near and dear to us, like, in our lives now. Like, we have people in that community that we know and love, and we also take the text really seriously, and all four of us coexist in both of those things. And I feel like that's really important to say, is, like, both of those things are really important to us. And that's kind of our lens going into the whole thing. So, as Jesse said, man, have grace for us. We're just going to be ourselves. We're just going to try and be as honest as we can and do this thing. So thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Cool. Sean, you want to say anything? Okay. Thanks, guys.
Nope.